Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is campaigning in the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania today. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports he's in Philadelphia, making a last-minute pitch to voters in a state that could determine the outcome of Tuesday's election.
At an event with black church leaders in Philadelphia, Biden urged voters to cast their ballots on Tuesday and not be intimidated at the polls.
Every day is a new reminder of how high the stakes are, of how far the other side will go to try to suppress the turnout, especially here in Philadelphia. President Trump is terrified of what will happen in Pennsylvania. He knows that the people of Pennsylvania get to have their say. If you have your say, he doesn't stand a chance.
Out of the key swing states, Pennsylvania has the most voters left in play. According to the U.S. Elections Project, early voting in the state is at about 38% of the turnout in 2016. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Philadelphia.
Meanwhile, President Trump is campaigning in 5 swing states today, trying to sway voters. He started in Michigan and moved on to Iowa, where he told farmers his administration gave them billions of dollars to offset their losses from his trade war with China.
We took $28 billion and we gave it to the farmers. And that's why you're all here and that's why you're all happy. And no other president would have done that.
Trump later rallies in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. The Texas Supreme Court today denied a Republican-led lawsuit to toss out early ballots cast at drive-through polling places in the Houston area. NPR's Joel Rose reports the suit is seeking to invalidate more than 120,000 early ballots.
The lawsuit brought by Republican activists and candidates argues that drive-through polling places in Harris County are illegal, and they're asking courts to toss out 127,000 ballots that were already cast at those sites. But the Democratic County Clerk, Chris Hollins, tells NPR that drive-through voting is authorized by Texas law.
The lawsuit is totally baseless. And so this is simply an un-American attempt to disenfranchise voters.
Harris County, which includes Houston, is the most populous county in the state, with nearly 5 million people. The all-Republican Texas Supreme Court rejected the GOP challenge without explanation. A federal judge in Texas will hold an emergency hearing on Monday. Joel Rose, NPR News.
And the mayor of New Orleans says it isn't clear if all polling places will have electricity restored by Election Day. The power was knocked out during Hurricane Zeta, and Mayor LaToya Cantrell says 11 polling spots could be affected. This as the Democratic mayor and Republican Secretary of State argue on whether generators will be provided to those polling places. Zeta hit southern Louisiana as a powerful Category 2 storm. You're listening to NPR News. In Turkey, rescue workers pulled a 70-year-old man from a collapsed building in Izmir today. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports time's running out to find other survivors of Friday's earthquake that killed at least 60 and injured nearly 1,000 people.
Rescue crews are still looking for survivors in 9 buildings in Izmir following Friday's 7.0 magnitude earthquake in the Aegean Sea near the Greek island of Samos. Turkish officials say 70-year-old Ahmed Çetin was rescued some 33 hours after the building he was in collapsed. Vice President Fuat Oktay says more than 24 damaged buildings in Izmir are slated for demolition. Turkey has made a push to enforce building construction standards designed to help structures better withstand earthquakes, but critics say there's still a long way to go. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says once immediate rescue work ends, the priority will be to find winter shelter for Izmir residents. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
In Minnesota, jury selection is scheduled to get underway tomorrow in the trial of the leader of an Illinois anti-government group who is accused of being the mastermind behind the 2017 bombing of a suburban Minneapolis mosque. 49-year-old Michael Harry has pleaded not guilty to multiple civil rights and hate crimes stemming from the pipe bombing of the Dar el-Farouk Islamic Center in Bloomington. No one was injured, but the mosque was damaged. Harari's alleged accomplices who have pleaded guilty say the bombing was meant to scare Muslims into leaving the U.S. Harari's trial is expected to last about 3 weeks. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.